样，就是如何我们的性格呢，能够形成。
For allowing me to be with you again.
非常感谢你们让我今天又和你们在一起。
The last time I was here was right before the first snowstorm we had.
我上次和你们在一起的时候是在我们那个暴风雪之前的那一次。
So I'm hoping for a little better weather today after I teach.
所以我希望我今天讲到之后，这个天气不会像上次那样坏。
We will continue the story this morning in Acts 8.
今天我们要继续我们讲《使徒行传》第八章的故事。
And I'm going to read verses 28 through 35.
所以我先要读一下《使徒行传》第八章28节到35节。
And he, the Ethiopian, was returning and sitting in his chariot.
现在回来，在车上坐着。
And was reading the prophet Isaiah.
念先知以赛亚的书。
Then the Spirit of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and join his chariot."
圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。
Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said,
腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，
Do you understand what you are reading?
你念的，你明白吗？
And he said, well, how can I unless somebody guides me?
他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？
And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
于是请腓力上车，与他同坐。
Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this.
他所念的那一段经说，
He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent.
他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羔羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
So he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away.
他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。
Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth.
谁能述说他的世代，因为他的生命从地上夺去。
The eunuch answered Philip and said, Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this?
太监对腓力说，请问先知说这话是指着谁？
Of him or of someone else?
是指的自己呢，还是指的别人呢？
Then Philip opened his mouth.
腓力就开口。
And beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him.
从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。
This morning, I want to talk about three characters in this story.
今天早上，我想跟大家讲这个故事中间的三个人物。
And all of them can impact us as we consider.
每一个人都能够影响我们的生命，当我们在思考
how to share the good news of Christ to the ends of the earth.
当我们在思考我们如何来传讲耶稣基督耶稣的好消息到直到地极。
The characters are Philip the Evangelist, the Ethiopian eunuch, and God.
这三个人物是传福音的腓力、埃塞俄比亚的太监和神。
In doing so, I hope that you allow them to encourage you.
在这个过程中，我希望你们能够允许这三个人物能够来鼓励你。
As they have encouraged me.
就像他们曾经鼓励我一样。
Our first character is Philip the Evangelist.
我们的第一个人物是传福音的腓力。
We met him in Acts 6, but if you remember,
我们第一次见到他是在 使徒行传第六章，但是如果你还记得的话，
There was conflict in the church.
当时教会里有一个冲突。
So the church elected 7 men.
所以这个教会选出了七个人。
To deal with these difficult situations.
来处理这个非常困难的情景，情况。
But they didn't want to choose just anyone.
但是教会并没有随随便便的选出七个人。
Acts 6:3 says, select 7 men.
使徒行传第六章第三节说，选七个人。
From among you of good reputation.
从你们当中选出七个有好名声。
Full of the spirit and wisdom.
被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
Who we may put in charge of this task.
我们就把他们管理这事。
Then they commissioned these 7 to go and do ministry.
然后他们就授权这个七个人来开始他们的事工。
And Philip was one of these 7.
腓力是他们七个人中间的一个。
So what we know of him,
我们所知道他的
is that he has a good reputation and is full of the spirit and wisdom.
我们知道他有好名声。被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And what I want to highlight really quickly,
我在这里想非常快的强调的是，
When it said men are to have a good reputation,
圣经在这里说这些人有好名声。
They use the same word that we get the word martyr from.
有好名声这个词在圣经里头，我们用这个同样的词来代表这个烈士，就牺牲的人。
Their lives declare,
他们用他们的生命来宣告，
just like a martyr,
就像那些烈士用他们的生命来宣告，
who Jesus is,
宣告耶稣是谁。
They tell the world,
他们告诉这个世界。
With their actions and their words.
通过他们的行动，通过他们的话语。
That he is true and he is good.
告诉这个世界，主耶稣他是真实的，他是良善。
Now Philip is the type of person.
腓力是这样的一种人。
Who deliberately and consistently.
他有意的，并且是一贯的。
Proves himself to be a man of good character.
有意和一贯的证实，他是一个有好品格的一个人。
Furthermore, we know that he is full of spirit and wisdom.
并且我们知道他被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
Full of the spirit means that he did not rely.
被圣灵充满意思就是说他并不是依靠。
On his own talents to be successful.
依靠他自己的才能来获得成功。
He relied on the Spirit.
他信靠的是圣灵。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道的呢？
Keep reading the story.
那我们继续往下读这个故事。
In the beginning of Acts 8,
在使徒行传第八章的开始部分。
The gospel has left Jerusalem.
福音开始离开耶路撒冷，向各地传开。
And it's spreading like a wildfire in Samaria.
这个福音在撒玛利亚就像野火一样传播开来。
Samaritans were religiously.
撒玛利亚人在信仰上。
Culturally and morally inferior, according to the Jews.
犹太人认为撒玛利亚人在信仰上、在道德上、在文化上都是低一等。
And the gospel was being extended to this people group.
但是这个福音被传到这一个种族。
And Philip was right in the middle of it.
而腓力在中间发挥了非常大的作用。
Seeing people come to Christ right and left.
他看到人们来到来信耶稣从各处来。
And he has a thriving ministry. So logic would tell him to stay put. After all, if the gospel is being received,
毕竟是这个福音被很多人接受,
why would you change anything?
所以没有理由去改变你正在做的事情。
But the Lord called him elsewhere.
但是神把他呼召, 让他去别的地方。
It says, but an angel of the Lord,
在这里圣经说, 有主的一个使者,
spoke to Philip saying,
对腓力说,
get up and go south to the road
起来向南走,
that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza.
往那从耶路撒冷下加沙的路上去,
so he got up and went.
所以他就起身去了。
He knew the voice of God.
他认识神的话。
He was full of the Spirit and wisdom.
他是圣灵充满, 智慧充足。
So he goes.
所以他去了。What
I love about these verses,
我特别喜欢这两节圣经的是,
is that God says, get up and go.
是神跟他说, 起来,
so he got up and went.
他就起来,
there is no debate.
没有争吵,
no extended fasting.
没有长时间的禁食祷告,
it just happens.
就这样发生了。
So I would like for all of us to consider,
我在这里想让我们今天所有的人来思考,
has God given us a get up and go?
神有没有跟你说, 跟我们说, 起来去?
And we have not got up and went.
但是我们没有起身去。
Is there something that you feel God calling you to?
有没有什么事情你觉得神在呼召你去?
You are just struggling to do it.
但是你一直在挣扎去不去做。
What get up and go in your life?
在你生命中间有哪些起来去?
Needs to be a got up and went.
应该真正是让你做，你应该真正的起来和去。
Philip automatically obeyed the voice of God.
腓力自动地顺服了神的声音。
But this is because it was a habit.
这是因为对他来说这是一个习惯。
Sometimes we think that hearing from God is this huge,
有时候我们认为听到神的声音是那个大事情。
Thundering once in a lifetime experience.
是那种如雷贯耳一辈子就能碰到一次的这样的经历。
But far more often,
但是更经常发生的是,
it is not that.
并非如此。
Hearing God's voice is not an event.
听到神的声音不是一个事件。
It's a practice.
是一种操练。
You may remember a few years ago,
你们可能记得几年以前,
there was a plane that took off from LaGuardia Airport.
有一架飞机从拉瓜地亚机场起飞。
Ran into a flock of geese.
撞上一群野鹅。
And the engines were destroyed.
这个发动机, 被严重损坏。
Captain Sully did not have to look at the manual.
这个机长 Sully, 他, 并没有是翻那个飞行手册。
About how to land a plane in a river.
翻手册来学怎么样把一个飞机来降落在河中。
I would not want my captain,
我肯定不希望, 我坐的飞机那个机长,
looking through a flight manual,
在拼命的来翻那个飞行手册的那个页, 翻页来寻找那个答案。
No, he accessed his years of experience.
他没有这样做，他用的是他多年的经验。
As well as his daily care and concern for others.
以及他平常的对别人的爱护和关心。
And he very calmly landed the plane in the Hudson River.
他非常镇静地把这个飞机降落在哈德森河中。
He could have cracked under the pressure.
他完全有可能在压力下面崩溃。
But he didn't.
但是他没有。
Why?
为什么呢?
Well, if you hear other pilots talk about him,
但是如果你听到其他的机长来讲到他的时候,
no one was really surprised that he had.
他们都没有任何一个人觉得很奇怪, 这个机长能够这样子做。
Done such a superb job in crisis.
在这样的危机中间能够做这样一个非常非常好的一个操作。
He had a proven and developed character over time.
他是长时间形成了这个已经被证实的这样的一个品格。
Based on his daily decisions to grow his skills as a pilot.
他根据他平时的所做的决定来扩充他的这个机长的这个技能。
And that's Philip.
你们看到这个腓力其实就是这样。
He had proven he was faithful every day.
他证明他是每一天都非常的忠心。
And allowed the gospel to transform him.
让福音来完全的改变他。
He sat before the Lord.
他坐在主的脚前。
And recognized his voice.
学习来认识他的声音。
So that when a message comes,
所以当一个信息来的时候,
he hears and obeys.
他听到, 他顺服。
Our next character in the story,
我们下面讲的另外一个人物,
is an Ethiopian eunuch.
是埃塞俄比亚的太监。
He was part of the glorious Nubian Empire.
他是属于那个非常荣耀的努比亚帝国。
As a eunuch, he was permanently marked.
他作为一个太监，他是永久性的有这个记号。
In a way that identified him as a pagan official in a foreign land.
这个记号就是他是一个 外邦的一个官员在一个外国的地方。
So here's the picture.
所以我们能看到这个图画。
This foreigner, this eunuch,
这个外国人，这个太监,
was just worshiping in Jerusalem and on his way back.
他刚刚在耶路撒冷崇拜, 现在呢是在回去的路上。
He was a God-fearer.
他是个敬畏神的人。
Someone who respected and even participated.
他尊重，尊敬，并且参与了。
In the Jewish faith.
参与了犹太人的信仰。
But according to Deuteronomy 23.
但是根据申命记23章。
We know that he was not welcomed fully to worship.
我们知道，像他这样的人是其实是不可以完全的来参与对神的敬拜。The
living God.
对，这个活神的敬拜的。So
he was an outsider and an outcast.
所以他是个局外人，他是个流浪者。When
this eunuch leaves Jerusalem.
当这个太监离开耶路撒冷的时候,
he reads Isaiah 53,
他在读以赛亚书53章,
about the suffering servant,
受苦仆人的故事, 以赛亚书53章。
So Philip,
所以腓力,
Because he always looks for opportunities to tell others about Jesus.
因为他一直在寻找任何的机会来跟别人传讲耶稣。
Starts paying attention.
他开始，就引起了他的注意。
He goes to the eunuch and says,
他走到，太监近前说,
Wow, do you know what you're reading?
他说, 哦, 你知道你读的是有关谁吗?
Do you have any idea how amazing this passage is?
你知道这几段经文是多么的奇妙吗?
And the eunuch says,
这个太监就说,
The same thing that many of us say when we read the Old Testament.
就像我们很多我们中的很多人当读旧约圣经的时候，我们也有同样的回答。
I have no idea unless somebody helps me.
我根本就不知道这个在讲什么，除非有人帮助我。
The Ethiopian wants to know who this passage was about.
这个埃塞俄比亚人想知道，这个经文是在讲的到底是谁。
And Philip explains to him,
腓力就跟他解释说,
that all of the sins of the people fell on one man.
所以为什么这个仆人受苦是因为所有的人的罪都 落在了一个人的身上。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这个人就是耶稣基督,神的儿子。
He says, not just the sins of his people,
他说并不是只是他的子民的罪
but the sins of the world
而是整个世界的罪
and that includes you and I
这也包括你的罪和我的罪
then I can imagine Philip continuing the story
所以下面我可以想象腓力会继续再讲他的故事
Of God's redemption with Isaiah 54.
讲到神的救赎，在以赛亚书54章。
Saying, since this suffering servant has come,
因为这个受苦的仆人已经来到。
We can say, seeing barren woman.
我们可以说这样的就是你这不怀孕不生长的。这是以赛亚书54章第一节。
I see him continuing with Isaiah 55.
我可以想象他继续会讲到以赛亚书第55章。
Come all you who are thirsty.
你们一切干渴的，干渴的。
Come to the waters and drink.
都当就近水来。
And I can imagine Philip continuing.
我可以继续，可以想象，腓力会继续。
On to Isaiah 56.
继续跟他讲以赛亚书56章。
Telling this foreigner.
来告诉这个外国人。
Who was just denied full access to God in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷并没有完全的能够接近神。
That because of the suffering servant.
但是因为这个受苦的仆人。
That the foreigner and even the eunuch,
这个外国人，甚至他还是一个太监,
is now welcome into the people of God.
现在被欢迎到神的子民中间。
Can you imagine what that rejected?
你可以想象这个被拒绝的。
An outlier must have felt.
这个被拒绝的，这个外局外人他会怎么样感觉
To know that he was now accepted by the living God.
他知道他已经被神接受。
Is it any wonder that the eunuch
所以你还会感到奇怪吗
Responds by saying
这个太监会这样回应说
What keeps me from getting baptized?
我受洗有什么妨碍呢?
I'm all in.
我决心已定。
This eunuch received hope in the risen Christ.
这个太监，他从死里复活的基督那里得到了希望。
Do we know how to communicate that?
我们 知道怎么样把这样的信息讲出来吗？
Do we know how and where?
我们知道怎么样，在哪里？
Christ brings hope to those around you right now.
耶稣此刻就把希望带给那些在你身边的人吗？
Do you know how Christ brings hope and redemption?
你知道基督是如何把希望和救赎
to you right now?
此刻带给你吗？
Last but not least,
最后我要讲的是
we come to the final character of the story.
我们在讲这个故事中间的最后一个人物。
His name is God.
他的名字是神。
He is not mentioned much.
这个经文里头好像没有提到他太多。
But he is moving mightily in this story.
但是他自始至终在这个故事中间有非常强大的存在。
Back in verse 26-28.
在前面26节到28节。
Philip has a thriving ministry.
腓力有一个非常兴旺的福音事工。
And revival is going on in Samaria.
在撒玛利亚有大的复兴在发生。
People are trusting Christ right and left.
人们就是从各个方面方向来信靠耶稣。
And it makes no sense for him to leave.
对。腓力来说是没有任何理由让他离开他当时的工厂在撒玛利亚。
But God says, go down this dirt road.
但是神跟他说，你要去，走到那条土路上。
So here's Philip.
所以我们看到腓力。
Then you have this Ethiopian.
然后我们看到了这个埃塞俄比亚人。
This foreigner.
这个外国人。
Coming all the way from Jerusalem to worship.
他是从耶路撒冷一直走过来，他是来敬拜的。
And they converge on this dirt road.
然后我们看到他们在这个土路上碰面。
In the cart.
在那个车上。
As the Lord causes them to find each other.
是主耶稣让他们能够碰到彼此。
God orchestrates the entire thing.
神他在指挥这个整个的个过程是神在指挥。
Now what if?
那现在假如
As you and I go through our lives,
在你我们的生命中间
We actually believe that this is the way the Lord works.
是不是你能够相信这就是神让我们生命中间的事情是这样发生的呢?
What if we believed?
如果我们相信
that the people we come into contact with
我们碰到的那些人
are meant to, destined to, come into contact with us.
我们所碰到的那些人是不是偶然的而是注定让我们能够相遇见的呢?
How does this change the words we say?
如果我们相信这一点的话会不会改变我们会跟他们讲的话呢?
What we do and how we interact.
我们会怎么做?我们会怎么样和他们交流
？With friends, family, and strangers.
和我们的朋友，和我们的家人，甚至和那些陌生人来交流。
May we be the type of people.
让我们能够成为这样的一种人。
That live our lives with love and courage.
让我们的生活中间充满了爱和鼓励。
Knowing that God has directed our steps.
知道神他在指挥我们的每一步。
And he has directed the steps of those around us.
他同时也在指导我们身边的其他人的每一个脚步。
Amen.
Amen.